Welcome back. You're listening to The Way Home. I'm Laura Smith. Well, as Armed Forces Day and Memorial Day approach, the American Legion National Commander Vincent Jim Triola is imploring all Americans to do something. He wants you to be the one to stop one. And that is veteran suicide we're talking about here. I have John Rauter with me today. He is the Deputy Director for the American Legion's, the Media Relations. John, this is just such a crucial thing, and we've heard, thank goodness it's coming to light and it's being more widely discussed than it used to be. But tell us all about the initiative to be the one.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, Laura. The numbers are really astounding. More than 125,000 veterans have taken their lives since 9/11 of 2001. These are World War type numbers. I mean, it's just losing more than 6,000 a year. And rather than just looking at those numbers and despairing, we just ask all Americans to be the one to save one, to reach out to that one veteran. And that's what Be the One is all about. We've encouraged Legionnaires and veterans to peer check, you know, buddy check each other. Call, see how they're doing. It doesn't have to be some sort of formal checklist, but basically reach out and let people know that veterans, whether they are married or whether they're close to their family, they do have a family. It's the American Legion family. And it is okay to not be okay. So we emphasize we're not professional therapists, but there is that veteran crisis line, 988, one for veteran. 988 is actually for anyone in crisis, but it's 988, press one for veteran to get just the conversation going on how to get help. And basically, you know, a lot of veterans care about courage. It takes courage to ask for help, and Be the One is about removing the stigma. And we do have a website, www.betheone.org, which kind of tells what we as Americans can do for these veterans in crisis.
Well, that 988 number has just really been a game changer, I think. And the extension one is perfect for Be the One. John, you know, with those types of numbers, 6,000 per year, have they figured out or done any research as to why it's so high now, as opposed to what it was in the past? I mean, are there any sort of underlying sort of similarities or reasons why suicide feels like an option at some point for some people?
There's a number of factors. Post-traumatic stress. We've been, global war on terrorism has been America's longest war by far. They used to call Vietnam the longest war, which was 15 years. We have a lot of people who are deployed, troops that were born after 9/11. So it's just that plays part of it. The stress, the op tempo of frequent deployments in the military. You don't have to have gone to Afghanistan or Iraq to be impacted by the op tempos. Transition is always difficult when you're getting out of the military to have to start a new career. Which unemployment is an issue for veterans, especially if you were released during the height of the COVID epidemic. So there's a lot of factors that play into it. It's gone up for everybody, but they do know that veterans are 50% more likely to take their own lives than those who have not served in the military. So it is an issue, and the military has gotten better at addressing it and trying to remove the stigma, because it's a problem with active duty troops as well, not just those who've served and gotten out. So it is something that we're raising awareness, you know, through shows like and appearances like this. And then we have our own IndyCar race car, the Be the One car, that is out there to raise public awareness and making a difference just in the lives of not just veterans, their families as well.
Okay. And so we want to tell people then that being the one, you don't have to be a therapist or somebody who is even you know, well-versed in understanding what's going on with veterans, for somebody to be the one in that buddy system, how would somebody start the conversation? What do you suggest?
Sometimes it's just as simple as, how are you doing? You know, and identify yourself as a veteran if they, you know, if they're not aware of that, and just let them know you have that common understanding, common experiences. And if you're not a veteran, it's okay to just say, hey, you know, I appreciate your military service. How are you doing? Is there anything I can do for you? Maybe they're unemployed. Maybe you can, you know, have some job leads for them. I think a great way to thank a veteran is to hire a veteran. So there's many things to do. Let them know that they do have that support system in their community and your community, and just let them know that you care.
Well, the Legion is definitely always there for that. They, like you said, are a family. For veterans, legion.org is that. And then for the Be the One, you have your own specific website. And again, that's betheone.org.
That is correct. BETHEONE.ORG.
Okay. betheone.org. Coming up on Memorial Day, it is truly something to think about. Go out of your way if you can, and really keep it top of mind that veterans need community and support and love. Thank you so much, John Rauter, for being with us today on The Way Home.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to The Way Home. We'll be right back.